Blog Talk Radio.
Mighty things that he has done. We would like to welcome you to another segment of the Breakthrough Broadcast. We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and to be glad in it. Yes, we thank God for making a way for us on today, for giving us life today, for letting the blood that runs through our veins, for giving us a mind that we can be able to praise him and have that desire to praise him and to lift his name up. But truly the word of God said, if I be lifted up, he said that he will draw all men unto him. Yes, we thank God that his name will be forever on this breakthrough broadcast and other places that is in this world. We would like you to know that we have an exciting topic today. Live and grow in Christ. And I want you to know that to live and grow in Christ is not impossible. Our scripture text will come from 2 Peter, the first chapter, first through the 21st verse, and 2 Peter, the third chapter, 11 through the 18th verse. Our central truth is Christians must continually growing spiritually, being obedient to their calling and anticipating Christ's return. Our key verse today is taken from 2 Peter, the third chapter and the 18th verse. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We would like to take this opportunity to introduce to you our panelists for today. We have Dr. June Normill, and we have Pastor Francina Shank. They are women of God who God is using in this day and time to speak forth and to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace and come and go with us as we go before the throne. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you, dear God, for all that you have done. And we thank you, dear God, for all, God, that you're going to do according to your word. And your word is a light unto our pathway. And that word have we hid in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for our salvation. We thank the word of God that you have given to us. And that word, God, that we can lean on. That word, God, that we can read daily. That word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that is continually changing our lives. That word, God, that is making us better. God, that word is causing restoration, God, to be manifested in our life. That word, God, that has given us confidence, that's building our faith. God, that's making us to conquer the unconquerable. Father, we just thank you, God, even right now. We thank you, God, for the women of God. God, that you have put upon this breakthrough broadcast that is speaking forth the oracles of you. Lord, bless them. Bless our radio audience, those that have any sickness or infirmity in their body. God, we pray healing, God, even as the word goes forth on today. And for this, we will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Again, our topic today is live and grow in Christ. And as I said before, to live and grow in Christ is not impossible. We have our three subtopics that we're going to be discussing. Our first one is to continue to first chapter 1 through the ninth verse. Our second topic and subtopic will be sure of your calling. And that topic is going to be coming from Pastor Francina Shanks. And the last one is Hasten Christ's Coming, which will be coming from yours truly, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, from 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, 11th through 18th verse. When we think about live and grow in Christ, we're thinking about the goodness of God and what God has done in our lives and how God will provide for his for believers to live and to grow in Christ. And for an example, we think of a physical birth. And a physical birth, it should lead to growth and maturity. Did you hear what I said? In a physical birth, a child who fails to grow or to show certain abilities by 6 months or 1 year of age raises a great concern about that long-term, will it be a long-term illness of physical limitation. Total lack of development can eventually be fatal. So when you begin to think about live and grow in Christ, it's detrimental that we mature and we develop in the things of God. We cannot stay at that same stage in life that when God created us, when God brought us out of our mother's womb, when after that birth, we cannot remain the same. So even as we think about the physical birth, we have to think about our spiritual birth. And that is what we're going to talk about today. And we're going to go into our first topic again, which is going to be taught by Dr. June Normill, which is continue to grow. And we want to remind you, if you haven't, and you have availability to a Bible, why don't you just go ahead and turn that to 2 Peter, 1st chapter, 1 and 9. So when Dr. Norma gets there, you'll already be there. And if you don't have a Bible, just sit and listen, and I am more than sure, I am positively, absolutely sure that God is going to speak to your heart today, that you're going to be moved. You're going to be more compassionate about what God is saying and about your own life. We would like to welcome Dr. June Normill to the Breakthrough Broadcast.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy. Good evening, Radio Land. My topic is continue to grow, and I'm going to be reading from the scripture text, 2 Peter 1, 1 through 9, and it reads, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine natures, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was once purged from his old sins. Thank God for the reading, 2 Peter, first verse 1 through 9. And Peter, who is talking, is the same Peter who was with Jesus Christ when he was on earth, his disciple. And what Peter was saying was, he was making a bold proclamation. He was saying that the gospel is available to all who would accept it. Even though he walked aside alone with Christ on his earthly ministry, he was letting us know that it's one thing that everybody have, everything that God has given everybody, and that is a measure of faith. And so what Peter was saying, that we all as believers, you become a born-again believer, you have that faith. Everybody's given that faith. But once you have gotten that faith, it's seven things that is important to add to that faith that will cause us to grow into maturity and to help us develop the calling that God has on each and every one of our lives. And Peter would use himself as the same example, because as anybody know, Peter, the same, what we talk about in the Bible, at the beginning and through his walk with Christ, Peter, he was, even though he was walking with Christ, he was a fighter, he was short-tempered, he was a cusser, he was a liar, he lied, denied Christ. He had all those attributes in him. But when the more he got to stay with Christ and develop his a relationship with Christ, all those things began to change. His faith begins to change. All of that began to change. And Peter understood that anything that we have in life, when we become a born-again believer, everything that necessary that we need to fulfill the call that God has in our life to walk a godly life, God has always provided us. He gives us everything that we need. And we're talking about those seven attributes that was mentioned and started in verse 5 through verse 7, the virtue, the knowledge, the temperance, the patience, the godliness, the brotherly kindness. All those things, the charity, all those things we're going to need. We have to build up all those different things on top of each other to be able to be fruitful, to be able to produce those things. But it doesn't happen. It's not easy, but it's possible. But it don't happen overnight. Just like Dr. McCoy said at the beginning, it just goes like when a child or baby is born. It goes through certain steps. And the same thing what we will do in our spiritual walk as well is when a baby, like when they're first born, they start off with the milk. They start off eating milk, then they'll gradually go on to maybe a little cereal added to that milk. Then after that, they'll go to be developed to the jar food, and they'll be like that puree stage, the real blended kind, easy to swallow. Then we'll come up to the next stage to be in the jars. They have jar food with like chunky food and more coarser. And then after that, you graduate to the table food. And then you find yourself maturing, the baby finds yourself maturing in the stages. Well, the same thing with us in our spiritual world. We got to continue to grow. Once we have gotten that faith that God has given every believer, that measure of faith, we have to add all those seven steps. It's like spiritual arithmetic on each one of them. And when we have to worry about our salvation, because we don't do anything that human right or knowledge, anything about salvation. The salvation, it only comes from God. God is the one who did that miraculous work of our salvation. But for us to stay saved and to be able to grow and develop, we got to add on to those different characteristics, to those attributes. And even though salvation is given to all of us, we got to exercise that spiritual attributes, those five attributes that I give you. We got to exercise that. We got to exercise that daily. And we can't be like a novice. We can't expect to be, we will become a novice. It's like a person first gets saved, and you want to just start off, a person wants to start off swallowing like a baby born, drinking off milk, but you want to get that child a steak. Same thing with us. If we don't go in a certain order, a certain way of developing our relationship with Christ, we'll be just like that child. We would choke. It'll cause, it could be very fatal in our walk with Christ. So as we go over those different attributes, Peter wasn't saying that it will be easy, but we have to, it's possible, we have to grow daily with those attributes every day. We have to work, put knowledge on top of our virtue, all that work together. It gives us understanding. It gives us strength. It gives us courage to stand up for what we know what is right. And then it also takes patience. We have to know that it ain't going to happen overnight. Sometimes we may mess up, But when we get up, like a child, and a child walking, developing, learning how to walk, they start off crawling, then they stumble, they fall, but then they get up, and then after a while, their advancement be more effective, and they'll be able to walk right. Same thing with us. We have to be patient in our walk in Christ. We may mess up sometimes, but we just get up and ask God to forgive us, we repent, and just keep it moving. And then also, we got to stay in the spirit realm of being, doing things in godliness. What would Jesus do? What would we do? You would know with the spirit of the Holy Spirit that's indwelled in us would give us that unction to know. It's like a signal inside our spirit that us know where we're doing something wrong. That's our godliness to be developing in us. What should we go this way? Should we not go that way? The Holy Ghost in us would give us that sign to let us know what we're doing wrong. And also brotherly kindness. We have that natural attribute and charity, all that coming together because it's part. God is nothing but love. He gives us all those different triangles with each other to let us know that we're growing in Christ. You will see our development in that. And not only that, people will see our development, how effective it will be by the way we walk, the way we talk, the places we go, the things we say, the things we don't say, how we react to things, certain situations, how we don't react to certain situations. And it will glorify God. And when people can see that, our attributes glorifying Christ, they'll know that we are growing in Christ, and we'll know that we are growing in Christ. But the people and the believers who does not grow, who does not take these attributes and build upon one another, it'll be more like our walk with Christ. They could be saved, but they'll be walking more like in a relationship with Christ. So either the people will see the effects of their lifestyle as being with a disability. And then not only, I ain't saying like a scar that you could cover up, I'm saying like a disability, that long-term stuff you walking with, being blind. You can't see. Somebody got to guide you. You walk into this wall, you walk into that wall, you continue to fumble. That's when you're not building upon what you're supposed to be. And it's just like you never have been given, been purged once you got saved, like you have never been given that gift and that attribute of faith. It's just like you haven't been given the virtues. But Peter was letting us know that all of us have been given the same virtue of life equally. Even us who are today believers have been born again, got those same opportunities, the same one that he had when he was walking with Christ. And Christ is no respecter of persons, and Christ wants us to grow up in it. He wants us to see us develop and to walk in our calling and to walk as he has called us to walk. For we'll be a strength that we can guide and lead other people to Christ. And the only way to avoid missing out in the attributes is to keep growing in Christ. You got to keep, that means stay in your word, stay in the Bible, continue to pray, continue to fast, and they have all different, continue to fellowship with other believers. And the Bible says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Evil communication corrupts good manner. You have to connect yourself with people with the same like spirit who is growing in Christ. And to continue to look to the hills with coming to help and knowing that all your help coming from God. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Dr. Normill. Excellent. We thank God for what Dr. Normill had to share with us today on continuing to grow. And we can't be that baby that we were when we were born because that would be detrimental for the maturity of our bodies and our minds if we don't mature in mind, body, soul, and spirit. And I like what the word says and what Dr. Norman brought forth as the things that, according to the word of God, that we need in our life. And I just believe the Bible said, if we hunger and thirst after righteousness, word of God said that we shall be filled. And I just believe that even as Peter, because Dr. Norman even mentioned Peter, because the book is Peter that we're speaking from today. And Peter had things about him, as Dr. Norman said, those things that he had to be better, that he had to get better in. We know that Peter, he got angry at times. Peter, he sweared, and Peter, he said things that wasn't out of God, and he even was cut off someone's ear because of his anger. But I thank God that God has given us a road map to follow, You know, sometimes we can get lost. If someone give us, tell us, come to this church or come to my home and I'm going to be at this place, and they may try to direct you and tell you how to get there, and sometimes you may just get lost. You may just get lost. But when you have direction from the Holy Spirit, when you can read the Word of God, when God can give you revelation, knowledge, and understanding, when you can have in your spirit the things that were said to us by Dr. Normia about adding to our faith. She tells us that we need to add virtue. We need to have knowledge and tempers and patience and godliness and kindness and charity. Oh, these things will take us so far if we can add this to what God has already given us, that we can continually to read the Word of God. For the Word of God says to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman of God, need not be ashamed to write and divide the word of truth. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we need truth in our lives. We need the Word of God. God's Word is true. So because God's Word is true, we're going to continue on in the truth. And we're going to go to Pastor Francina Shanks. And she's going to talk about today and bless us with the topic, be sure of your calling. I like that. Be sure of your calling. Pastor Francina Shanks. We welcome her to the Breakthrough Broadcast.
I thank God today by his grace he's allowed me to be on this broadcast today. Thank you, Dr. McCoy. My topic is be sure of your calling. And I'm coming from 2 Peter, the first chapter, the 10th to the 21st verse. Verse 10, wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you shall never fall. Verse 11, For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. Yes, I think it meant, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Tabernacle, this is in the old King James Version of the Bible. It means Peter was talking about his body. Knowing that surely I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. He was talking about his death. Moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able to after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. He received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. I thank God for his word today. As the title says, be sure of your calling. In this particular chapter and verse, the Apostle Peter was telling us believers, he was telling them that in that time, and he's telling us today, make sure of your calling. He says, give diligence. That word diligence, it means to work hard. Put forth some careful effort toward your calling. That's what he was saying. Work hard. So we as believers got to work hard towards our calling and our election. That word election means choice, because we have been selected by God for salvation and service. So we are called God's elect in the Bible. That's one word, one of the words that God called us his people in the New Testament, elect, the elect of God. You'll read that many times. So we're God's elect. We're God's election. We have been chosen by God for salvation and service. So we got to work hard with careful effort to make sure of our election or our call by God for his service, salvation and service, where he called us into. That word sure, it says, for if you do these things, you shall never fall. So it's saying an election sure. We got to make sure. That word sure is we got to be free from doubt. We got to be certain. So we got to erase all doubt. We got to be certain. We got to walk in confidence that the Lord has called us and be certain of our salvation and service for the Lord's work so he can use us. That's why Peter was giving you an example as a believer when he was talking about how he was with the Lord. And how God spoke out of the cloud in the mount and say, this is my beloved son whom I am well pleased. God wanted to show them that he was with Jesus. You know, they were human. So God had to come and just confirm that Jesus was his son to them, you know, and spoke out of the cloud out of the mountain. His glory just came and spoke to them. And then Peter went on to talk about how the Holy Ghost moved on men in olden times. They were moved upon by the Holy Ghost to go and speak God's word. Okay, that's how we have to be today. We got to walk in that assurance and that confidence to know that God has called us. And we're God's elect. That's what he's saying right here. Make sure of your calling. The topic is be sure of your calling. So walk in confidence, believers today. You are God's elect. We as his elect, we got to walk in confidence. And that's what that word means. We got to be certain. We got to be free of doubt. We can't not have no doubt. We got to know what we know. I've heard a lot of people in the church say that. I know what I know. I know what you know. Walk in confidence in your God. If God called you to do a particular thing, whether it's if you called into a ministry because God has a fivefold ministry or whatever, or you as a believer, you got to be certain of your salvation. I met a lot of believers are uncertain of their salvation, you know, and God has moved on me to minister to them. But you got to be sure of your salvation by reading what the word says. God's word is spirit and is light. And so he's not a man that he should lie. And so if his word says that by faith you are saved and it's the gift of God, you got to believe that. So we as God's elect, we have got to be confident of that God has called us as his elect for salvation and service, and we got to walk in that confidence. We got to be sure. That's what the Apostle Peter was saying. We got to be sure, and that word sure means free from doubt and walk in confidence and be certain that God has called us, and we were called by God and chosen by God because we stand on what the word says. And so, as we do that, we got to look at what the word says when Dr. Norville was reading from 2 Peter chapter 1 and showing you the seven things that we need to walk in: faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, and godliness, and brotherly kindness, and brotherly and charity, love. The scriptures say love never fails. So we got to develop those characteristics in ourselves, the fruits of the Spirit. So we got to continue to do those things and walk in those things and do all it is doing what the Word says. When we do what the Word says, we have, that means practice it. Do what it says. And then walk in confidence. And if we do these things, the Apostle Peter says in this scripture by the Holy Ghost that we shall never fall. Because we are walking in confidence, we're sure of our election, and that God has called us into his service to fulfill his will in these last days. And I would like to turn it back over to Dr. McCoy. To God be the glory for the great things he has done and will do.
We would like to thank God for Pastor Francina Shanks as she shared with us on today from a topic that will make one think, be sure of your calling. And she took her time to explain and to give you the word of God that to make that you will focus on those things that God have given you, that you ascribe to in an end, that you will do those things that God have put to you as your assignment. And the word of God is so clear that the word of God will tell us, and the word of God, his anointing upon our lives will show us and help us to live the life for him. It takes effort to do what God have us to do. We just can't be believers that just sit down and do nothing, but we need to make sure of our calling. Those things that God have called us to do, those things that God has put before us and in us, we need to do that. And that's what Peter want us to, for us, for Christians to make sure of their calling. Because if we make sure of our calling, if we make sure of our calling, the things God has given us, we will ever and never fail, you know, because of the fact that the word of God is leading and guiding us. The word of God is taking us through each and every day. The word of God is making us better. Peter wanted us to look ahead to our Christian life, to look in the, read the word, to study the word, to make sure that we're in the faith, to make sure that we're walking according to God's word, as the women of God have so beautiful have discussed today, and to let us know that there are certain things that we need to do as Christians, as people of God. So it takes us to our last topic, which is hasten Christ's coming. Hasten Christ's coming, which came from, it is coming from 2 Peter 3rd chapter 11 through the 18th verse. And it reads, seeing then all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? You need to hear what I'm saying today. Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Therefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace without spot and blamelessness. An account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given to him, written unto you. As also in all of his epistles, speaking in them in these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable wrestle, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, be aware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. We need to be encouraged. And in our encouragement, we need to strive daily. We need to strive daily that our personal attitude, action that accomplish, that they will accomplish the purpose of God. God's purpose, not our purpose. Everything that we do, we need to strive. We need to strive daily, every day. Every day, we need to do a word check on ourselves and checking ourselves to make sure that we are in the faith. Now, I thank God for what the women of God were saying today, and what I would say as well, by adding to our faith, virtue, and knowledge, and temperance, faith, godliness, and kindness, and charity. It is so much that we can add when we read the Word of God. You know, there are some things that God wants to purify. God wants to clean. God wants us to walk a straight and a narrow way. And when we walk this straight and narrow way, then we are hastening Christ's return. Yet we see that there are certain standards that people are living, but they're living according to, not according to God's righteousness, but they're living according to the righteous, not according to the righteous God, which is by faith, but they're living according to their own righteousness. So therefore, Peter is reminding believers that there's nothing in this world is going to last. You know, sometimes people live like everything that they have, all their possessions, that they're going to last. But it's nothing in this world. It's going to last, and we got to live like this may be our last day, because we are making sure we're doing a checklist. We are checking everything in our lives with the Word. We are lining up with the Word of God. We're asking God to for our sins, and God to make us to be that woman of God, that vessel, that ambassador, that fisher of men, that Christian that God is pleased with. Sometimes we want to be the way that we, the person that we are pleased with. But we have to be that person that God is pleased with. We have to live like we anticipating of Christ's return. For the Word of God said that we don't know the day or the hour when he's coming. But the Word of God told us that he's coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ, he given us life and gave us life, and that we can have life more abundantly. So therefore, believers, those that believe and trust in God, and those that want to get closer to God, We have to live according to his word, because his word is what's going to save us. His word is what calls us to be sanctified, and that is not a dirty word, but we have to be sanctified through the truth, because his word is true. If we don't know the word and we're not living according to the word, then we can't be sanctified. We can't be clean. We can't be free from darkness, from sin. But when we are sanctified through the word of God, that's what cleanses us. You know, tithe is great. Gain is wonderful. All of these other ingredients are things that we use in order to cleanse our clothing. And I don't know what your favorite product that you use to bathe with, but there are so many out there, and they are great. But none of these things is going to prepare us for the coming of the Lord. None of these things is going to cause us to live right, for prepare ourselves for the soon coming of God. Nothing will wash away our sin but the blood of Jesus. Nothing will make us whole again but the blood of Jesus. And that's why Peter is reminding believers that nothing in this world is going to last. Nothing in this world going to last forever. For there's a scripture that says in Matthew 16 and 26, "For what is a man profit if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" And there's another question behind it. "Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" So it let us know that no matter what we have in this life, or whether we desire in this life, that it should not be our main focus, but Jesus Christ should be our main focus. So we have to, Peter want to encourage us, and we need to encourage other fellow believers, and we need to encourage those that are not saved to let them know that they can make it. You know, sometimes when people are in sin, and they have sinned so much until they think that, oh, it's no hope for me. But the word of God let us know that that he died, that we can have a right to the tree of life. But it said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So we need to encourage one another, because in order to hasten Christ's coming, we need to do those things that will be ready when he comes. Getting a new car, getting a new home, driving, all those things that make you feel good, all those things are very nice. But the body, the spirit, the mind, the soul has to be taken care of. All of these things need first to be attended to. The Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these other things will be added unto us." We have to prepare ourselves unto the day of Christ's return. Believers should look forward to the new heaven and to the new earth. That becomes a motivation for godly living on today. Christians are to live holy in this fallen world as they wait for the world to come, until Christ to come. We have to live this life. So, again, I believe that my time is up at this point, but I want you to know that in order for Christ to come, you say he's coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus Christ came that we can have life and that we can have more abundantly. It's time for us to put on the whole armor of God. It's time for us to put on the helmet of salvation. It's time for us to put on the breastplate of righteousness. It's time for us to shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, because we don't know when that cry is going to come. We don't know when Christ is come. It's just like those 10 virgins that trimmed their lamps. Five was wise, five was foolish. We don't want to be those foolish virgins, because Christ will come and we're unprepared. At this time, we would like to thank Dr. June Normill and Pastor Francina Shanks for sharing with us today. And we are going to go before the throne of grace, and we're going to reach out to you today, because our sole purpose is for souls to be saved, lives to be changed, to bring you closer to Christ, to get that vision of Christ, to you to gain knowledge of him, that you will desire him, that you will want him, that you will focus on him like never before. So today we're going to ask Dr. Normill give the invitation for salvation. And then we're going to have Pastor Francina Shank to pray for your healing. If you're sick or having symptoms in your body, the enemy have tried to attack you in any kind of way, we are women of God. We're standing on the word of God. We're believing God. Whatever is needed in your life, that it shall be done according to the word of God. Because the word of God said that heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot or one tittle of the word going to fail. So today we're going to reach out to you so that you will give your life unto Christ. We're going to ask Dr. June Normill to do that, and then we're going to go to Pastor Shanks. We're going to ask Dr. Normill to come forth at this time and to pray for those, to make the invitation to those that are not saved or to the backsliders. Dr. Normill.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, God, for allowing us, God, to hear this broadcast today, God. And God, we know those who are not giving their life to you, God, was ushering in their spirit, God, to get themselves to you, God, knowing that they are a sinner, God. And in the teaching today, God, we heard that you give the gift of salvation, God, only alone. And God, we know, God, the ones that not have given their life to Christ, God, they repent of their sins, God, and ask you, God, to forgive them, God, to save them, God, for they'll be able to grow in you, God, for they'll be sure they're calling, God, and God, they'll be preparing and hastening of your return, God. And God, we thank you, God, for just giving the opportunity, God, to recognize what we are short in, God, in seeing, God, and to know, God, that you say, whoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, God. And we thank you, God, for saving, God, for those who call upon your name, God, for them believing, God, that you have died, God, when you was on the cross, and God have raised you from the dead, God. You live forevermore in the sea for them, God. And God, we thank you, God, for allowing them, God, to give their life to you, God, repenting of sins, God, and to look forward to, God, to growing in you, God, and to living a life that you will be glorified, God. We thank you, God, for saving them, God. There are no more sinners, God, but Christ, God, children in Christ, God, where all the heavens is rejoicing, God, for their confessing their sins, God, and accepting you as Lord and Savior. And we thank you, God, for that gift of salvation. In Jesus' name, we pray and thank you. Amen.
Pastor Francina Shanks.
Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name, we just come before you. We come in agreement together. We as women of God, Dr. McCoy and Dr. Normill, Father God, we bring your people before you, Lord, those that need a healing in their bodies, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name, I ask you to touch every infirmity and deliver your people who are sick in their bodies, Father God, in Jesus' name, from all sickness and disease, Father God, in Jesus' name, for it's by your stripes we are healed. Thank you, Jesus. Healing is the children's bread. Those of you that just came into the family of God today through the invitation made by the woman of God, Dr. Normill, you can have the same healing from the Lord. For by his stripes you were healed, and he took those stripes upon his body over 2,000 years ago. Father God, in Jesus' name, pour in your healing anointing upon the people, Lord. that are dealing with migraine headaches, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father God, heal them, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you, Jesus. You're worthy to be praised. Father God, there are some people that are arthritis sufferers, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father God, I rebuke arthritis in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, pouring your healing anointing up on those joints, Father God, those bones, Father God, and heal them of arthritis, Father God, in Jesus' name. There are some people that are suffering from bipolar disorder, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father God, in Jesus' name, I know that you're a healer, Father God, in Jesus' name. There are some people that are suffering from depression, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father God, pouring your healing anointing up on those people that are suffering from depression, Father God. They're taking medication, Father God. I ask you to bless that medication that they're taking. Because I know you can work through the doctors as well. Father God, in Jesus' name, heal your people today, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, of all sickness and disease. Where you're hurting it in your body, I ask you to put your hand on that part of the body where you're hurting. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command you to be healed in Jesus' name. And his healing anointing come upon you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree it to be so.
Yes.
For it's by his stripes you are healed. Thank you, Jesus. We give you the honor and the glory. You're worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord, for your healing and your deliverance of your people today. And Dr. McCoy, I'm turning it back over to you. To God be the glory.
We thank God for the salvation that was extended to many and many people that are listening to the Breakthrough broadcast. We thank God, you know, that you are tuning in, that you are listening. We thank God for the almost 60,000 people, over 59,000 people that that have already tuned in to this broadcast and to the broadcasts that are being broadcasted. And we want you to continually to know that God is still in control no matter what you go through and maybe struggling through. That doesn't change God's authority and sovereign. He doesn't change his power. He is still God, and he's God all by himself. If you are not saved, as Dr. Norma that wasn't saved, and now because of the fact you have prayed and you have given your life to Christ, we want to invite you to just to read the Word of God, to pray, because the Word of God says that man should always pray and not to faint. And the Word says to study to thyself, approving to God. We want you to read the book of John, and we want you to see the things that God is doing and did, and then go back and read at Mark, Luke, and John, and continue to pray each and every day, and God will build you. So like Dr. Norma talked about the meals that a baby, those stages that they go through, that same way, the stages that God will grow and increase in you. And I do thank God for the miracle working power that those that were healed on today through the prayers that God used, the one of God to pray. Well, at this time, we want you to be more blessed, and may the blessing of God be upon you. May he bless you in your going in and your coming out. We again would like to thank Dr. June Normia, Dr. Pastor Shanks, and myself, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. May God bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May you be blessed in your going in and in your coming out. We were looking forward to see you at that next and hear from you at that next appointed time.